This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is Friday. You know what that means. It's time for sessions, but no, that's not it. I also get to have the chance to bring in these bands and artists that make this fantastic Michigan-made music, get them in studio, and talk to them. I have finally was able to check off a bucket list item today. Nuke of the Night Shift. I've got them a chance to... I got a chance to have them play one of my Sessions concert series. They did a bang-up job, but now I finally get to have an intimate moment and chat with them for just a little bit. I got Nuke in the studio waiting on the night shift. They missed their exit, so they're on their way to Port Huron right now. So it is Friday. It's also the first Friday of the month. You know what that means, kids. It is Bandcamp Friday. Bandcamp.com. You can download some of your favorite Michigan artists. And on the first Friday of every month, Bandcamp.com waives their fees, which means more money in the pocket of these fantastic musicians. So go on out there, find some fantastic Michigan-made music, download it, and support the scene. Lot to get to. Nuke of the Night Shift in studio. But let's have a little fun before they get here. Here's Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Here's a live one, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and, of course, the Solid State Radio app.
This is it, no fun! Woo! song?
There's Keith Jennings and company with Hyper right there doing a live track from Super Horn Dog. They do their Horn Dog Chronicles, a live track from them. Keith Jennings has been teasing me with a new album. Come on, Keith, bring it on. Let's have a little bit of fun. Gonna dip into the vaults for this one. Here is something they used to be called the Motor City Mutants, but then they had to change their name just to Mutants. Anyway, here's the Mutants, So American, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Chicks. American drugs, bars, they're so American. American, you and me, nutcase Americans, keep me in New York or in L.A., I'll be okay, cause I'm so glad that I'm an American, a cool American guy. America.
this is Tim from the motherfucking Mongrels, and you're listening to Solid State Sessions.
This wasted my time attitude, it really ain't worth much. I'd love to find a cause, a cure, something that I can touch. I just wanna be like those people who have something to believe in. On second thought, I'll stay away. It's why I plan on leaving. Stupid like a fox, they hope that you fall for their slow dance. They're tearing down the neighborhoods in weaponized mathematics. Tell me all about it. Sounds like working, fighting to the death. Flying too close to the sun, it hasn't happened yet. I'm running through these streets at Core Punch Hall, and head is so brutal. Home is where the crime is. Yes, Sagan, are remarkable. I'm running through these streets at Core Punch Hall, and head is so brutal. Home is where the crime is. Yes, Sagan, are remarkable. It's wasting my time, attitude, it really ain't worth much. I love to find a cause, a cure, something that I can't touch. I just wanna be like those people who have something to believe in. My second thought, I'll stay away. It's why I plan on leaving. Running through these streets at Core Punch Hall, and that is so brutal. Home is where the crime is. Yes, Sagan, all remarkable. Running through these streets at Toil and had it so brutal. Rome is where the crime is. Yes, Sagan, no
sideways. I look up from below, the path of
There's Killing Pixies with Fork on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. How you doing, Adam Harrog, hanging out with you. Broadcasting live from downtown Lapeer in the Lyric Mall. It is bike night. Come on out. And even if you don't ride, just enjoy the bikes, enjoy the atmosphere. Sean Cantwell, our illustrious program director, his band High Moon will be the entertainment right here at the Fox Street Mall. Cheer on the band, but give Sean a little bit of shit. You know what I'm talking about. Nuke in the Night Shift. I finally got him in studio. It took a lot of doing. I think I had to keep a puppy hostage or something like that. It's gonna be crazy. Gonna be talking to them, playing their music, and finding out what's going on with them. But first, gotta pay the bills. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. The Sessions concert series returns to Cascade Lounge in Metamora, Michigan. I'm Adam Harrog, your host of the Sessions concert series. Saturday, June 24th, come on out and see three acts that I play on my show. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Three acts that you need to see: Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I love Fridays because, I mean, I love playing Michigan-made music anyway, but Fridays are special. They're sacred because then I give my chance to interview the bands and artists that make this fantastic music. Nuke and the Night Shift in studio right now. You can see their smiling faces right now if you go to the Sessions Facebook page. Make sure you leave a comment, question, dirty joke, heart emoji, whatever you feel like doing. I will read them on the air. Let's get reacquainted. Here's my favorite Nuke song. Here's Nuke and the Night Shift. We got the right in Sound Sessions on Solid State Radio. Shift, we got the right on Sessions, and I've got the right to have them in studio with me right now. Nuke of the Night Shift, welcome to Sessions.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Scott joining us now. Thank you so much. It took a while to get you guys up here. I've only been digging at this for maybe 2 years now.
Two going on three.
Something like that. I mean, you guys were able to play a Sessions concert series right before the end of the song. We were talking about that. You guys played Shiners for me, and you guys brought it, the live show.
Thank you.
And you guys just got done with the tour. We have so much to get to. Let's talk about the tour. You guys just finished up, because actually I got a bone to pick. You guys usually show up with an RV, and I wanted to see inside that fucking thing. And you weren't here. It's not here, so I can't see inside of it. But there's a reason why.
It's being disinfected right now from the tour.
Yeah.
Hazmat suits and stuff like that.
Fogger in there. Fog it out.
Well, I mean, is it because of like touring with like four gentlemen in an RV walking around, or is it other things?
All of the above.
Others. We're the cleanest part about it, I think. Just kidding. Yeah, you know.
I take baby wipe baths in the back.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That kind of leads into my next questions, because a lot of musicians like, I would love to go do a tour. I just get an RV or a van or something like that and just hit the road. What's the downside and what's the upside that you would want these guys to know about hitting the road?
Yeah, just the downside is you got to get used to sleeping in Walmart or Meijer parking lots.
Yeah.
Or it can be an upside because you got all the essentials when you wake up.
Yeah, you just wake up, go there, go to Meijer.
You're going to be, like, bored a lot. Maybe you would just, like, hang around all day, and you get used to, like, your hour of fun and when you're at the venue. But other than that, you're kind of just doing nothing.
I've heard about that. It's like 23 hours of waiting to play that 1 hour.
Yeah, and driving. And
it's work. Yeah. I mean, you know, you wake up, you didn't get much sleep. So you get a coffee, and then you walk around the town. You you get people involved to come to your show, you know, by just hanging out.
Yeah.
We have logos on the bus, so we drive around, promote that we're playing in their town.
So you guys don't do, like road bingo or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you do anything to, like, really, like, aside from PR work to, like, buy the time?
Skateboarding.
Really?
These guys are good skateboarders.
Not you so much?
Not me so much. Yeah, no, I'm a liability.
He's good.
All right, I'm going to apologize. I got Nuke, I got the singer, I got Scott, who I've been talking to on drums. Who else we got here?
Younger brother, Corey, and that's my youngest brother, Braden.
Yep.
So, brother, Nuke, how did this happen? Where you got, you just, like, hook up with, like, you know, triplets.
It's a great history. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a long building. I got the best band, you know, of my career.
Well, talk me through it, because you started out in Detroit and then you moved north, which is completely opposite of what people do.
I think it was like late 2003. My band Nuke and the Living Dead, we toured out to where these guys live. Yeah. And I think they was
2005.
You know, from
I was 15 years old.
Okay,
so they was and I seen Nuke for the first time.
Oh, no kidding!
They were from like 10 to maybe 10 to 13 years old or something when I played their town, and they liked they bought all the merch and stuff and I think they were hooked on it, and then fast forward 15 years later. Oh, they're in a band with me.
I was actually 9 years old when I saw you.
We had
the time wrong. 9.
So
it was like 02 or something.
It just built up, I guess, you know. That was supposed to happen.
I guess it was just meant to be.
I didn't know what Tawas or Oscoda was at the time, but it worked out for me in the long run.
So what do you... Okay, so the natural question is, what do your parents think about... You're dealing with this Nuke guy now? Who is this guy?
When we were kids, we were in a band called the Yogurts, us three.
Yeah.
And we would open up for Nuke and the Living Dead, like at the Token Lounge, Small's Bar, a handful of clubs in like 2007.
Oh, okay.
All right. We created our own thing. And Braden, he actually wore a Nuke and the Living Dead shirt till it turned into, a crack.
Nuke and the Living Tits.
Mega crack.
Every show, look it up. You see the Yogurts.
Yep. It had blood on it, like fake blood. That was so cool.
But I grew up, I was listening to Nuke and the Living Dead on the school bus. So we would chip away.
So you were like that weird kid on the school bus. He's like, stay definitely. Away from that guy.
But... So we already, knew the songs, kind of, and long story short, we got back into jamming, and we were playing Brew Crew, and Nuke was on the Facebook, a friend, and he's like, oh, you guys are playing, I sent him a clip of Brew Crew or something.
You did.
He's like, you're doing that, and it's like, the next day, I think he came up, and pretty much...
The rest is this. I've got you guys for another 30 minutes, and I'm going to get every minute I can. We're going to be talking about favorite Spinal Tap moments where things just go wrong on stage. We're going to be talking about some of your influences. But let's talk about Four Kings Dropping In. Who's going to talk to me about this track?
Oh, Lord.
What do you think? A little bit about this weekend, maybe?
Well, it's funny because when I saw you guys, over at Shiner's like last year. I'm like, okay, I've been playing We Got the Right. I'd like to move on to another single. And I think there was like three of you, and you all in harmony go, Four Kings dropping in. We want you to play this track. That's so like, it's a special one for you guys.
Yeah, that's the song where it's like, our, you know, we go out to all these towns, whatever they are, and so it's like, that's the song that
dropping in is
we're there. You know, we're coming to your town. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're Four Kings. You know, all fuck right. with it.
That's right. We're gonna be talking about more touring news. We're gonna be talking about what you guys got coming up. We're gonna just have a little bit of fun. But in the meantime, here's Nuke in the Night Shift. Four Kings dropping in, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Four Kings coming to your town. Don't fuck around when it comes to the crown. Dropping in on a hell of a night. I got the call that was skating to midnight.
Nuke in the Night Shift, Four Kings dropping in on Sessions on Solid State Radio. We're going Facebook Live. If you want to leave a comment, question, dirty joke, or heart emoji for the band, we will hook you up. Zach says, the fucking boys. Exclamation point, exclamation
you know
point.
Zach?
Yes.
Yeah. You called it, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking boys.
Yeah, I'm not on TGV today because I've been suspended for a week. So we'll talk about that later off the air, of course. All right, so, man, we were talking off the air, some great things to discuss, and I'm having like a log jam of everything I want to bring up because I just get so excited. Oscoda I mean, you're not from Oscoda, Nuke. You're kind of from Detroit, but you hook up with these guys. Is Oscoda, because you guys had to explain to me where Oscoda was, and I've been living in Michigan all my life. I mean, is there a vibrant music scene in Oscoda, or is it just like, no, guess we got to hit the road?
We got a bar that's kind of doing some, yeah. I'm promoting at a bar, but that's about it.
Yeah.
We made it happen playing there. I mean, they were never really open up to original music, and then Nuke and the Night Shift started kicking down the doors.
So yeah,
forcing them to hear us.
You're gonna listen.
And
all
you
night.
Know what? That's maybe how it starts, because then a lot of other people are like, I'm gonna start a band too. Yeah. I mean, if these guys can do it, and then that's how a scenes get started. Next thing you know, it's Oscoda could be the next Seattle. I don't know.
Oh, there we go. Shout out.
Hopefully, less rain.
But I mean, you guys, I've never known you to say no to a show yet. I mean, you guys, bless you. You guys travel wherever. Yeah, I mean, you came all the way to Lapeer to just do a 30-minute interview with me. Have you guys ever said no?
A couple times.
Yeah, I mean,
not much.
The real thing is,
it's
got to
be
no, pretty
rough.
We make $1,200. We make $80. We really don't give a fuck. We'll play anywhere. We have fun. Because that's what we enjoy. You know, if it became work, or if it became something that wasn't enjoyable, I don't think this band would exist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we have fun, so.
Because, I mean, you guys just finished up a tour. Where did you guys visit?
Oh, you know, here and there, but
he's worried about police. I get it.
Allegedly. We had a good time. I think the Saturday night was the punk rock night in Indianapolis, so that was kind of like what we were looking forward to, because you know the other things are during the days of the week. Which we had a blast the whole time, but, you know, that's kind of like the thing I remember last.
Well, speaking of Indianapolis, did you guys have a situation with the guitars in Indy?
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber here. We were in Indianapolis. We had a raging time. I mean, you know, the drinks are flowing and stuff, and then we roll up to Fort Wayne, and we hang out at a couple spots. We go to Sweetwater, that big music mecca place. So, and then we're in there screwing around. I go out, look in the shower, the RV where we keep our guitars, and I'm like, oh shit, where's our guitars? And Corey's like, what? I'm like, I thought you grabbed them. And we're like, no. And then so I have two extras, and he has to go buy a bass. But and
so basically 30 minutes before Sweetwater closes, I go in and buy a $200 P bass to play the next show. If anybody wants, it's for sale, $50.
Look, he'll sign it, it'll be worth 40.
If you have it here, sign it. We'll put it on the wall. It'll be a good time.
Hell, I'm still in the shower.
Some other comments coming in. Amanda says bass player is kind of hot.
Oh. She was on.
He's the man.
She's the one that said, "You think it was the booze?" I said, "No, not that. Something else."
Jen says, "Hey, hey," and then comes in and says, "The singer's kind of hot too."
Oh well. What are you gonna do?
If you have a comment, question, dirty joke, leave it right here on the show's Facebook page, and I'll read it on the air. Here is a favorite question that I love to ask, because it makes band members squirm. Spinal Tap moments, basically where shit just goes wrong on stage.
Something usually breaks. Every set of ours, something usually stops working, or a cord gets pulled out, or a back goes out.
It doesn't have to be a Nuke in the Night Shift show, because I'm assuming that you guys have all been in different musical outfits at one time or another. So just give me anything, something that's funny where it just things go wrong. Nuke, you go first.
I'll tell you what, some of these bars we play, you know, it'd be the first time we're playing there.
Yeah.
So these bar owners. They don't really do their homework on the band. They just book us, you know.
Yeah.
So we go in there, and they kind of treat us like shit sometimes, through the emails and that.
Yeah.
So we go in there, and, you know, they're kind of standoffish. We play in there for about an hour, and then they're kissing our fucking ass because we'll tear up that fucking place and then they want us back. I think that's kind of funny, don't you?
Absolutely. Come on. You all got right, one. So you got one.
Like something going wrong. For me, I have a Floyd Rose guitar. Breaking a string, you're all done. You got to grab another one.
Oh, yeah.
Dead batteries in the wireless, but just this last weekend, we were having so much fun, and the White Claws are flowing. So
oh, yeah.
I start out the song like a badass, thinking I'm just smiling at all the chicks, and I'm in the total wrong key, and then I'm hitting the wrong chords. And
then, everybody's looking at you going, what are you doing?
And then I got to tell them what to do. It's okay if it's the other way.
Yeah.
And I got to just pick
what
he's
telling
go.
Me. I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to know what I'm doing, you know? Fuck. Sorry, guys.
It's real bad if I got to.
All right. Let's. Yep. We're coming back to you. Scott.
Oh, wrong turns. I don't know. I think this past tour I had a snare drum that just kept coming out of tune. It was horrible, so I just weathered through it. I don't
was
know.
It one of those things where like it was like really
humid? We've
been learning
to weather through about everything, though. I mean, even he had a during the when we played in New Haven outside of Fort Wayne on Sunday, had half the cymbal stands crashing down. Picked them up, counted it off, and played the song. You know, it's like we don't stop. We don't
people
stop.
People laughed in the middle.
Scott let a lot of people use his drums this weekend, and yeah. When we were playing a song this weekend, and the shit just kept falling apart. And he's literally holding the beat, putting shit back together. Yeah. As
here
it's
he's trying to be a good
down.
Guy, let other hear, people play on his kit.
Yeah, I can hear tin smacking on microphones, and he's back there piecing shit back together, and he's still holding it down. Yeah, that's rock and roll right there.
All
right,
you got one. I know you got one.
Yeah, leaving guitar places. I do that all the time.
That's the second time. All the time? Yeah. It's like, oh, it's like he something. Fucking did it again.
Fuck. I didn't even want that thing.
Yeah, we played in Alpena, and the guy's like, hey, is your bass player got his guitar? Or like, probably
oh, I forgot
not.
About that.
He was like 2 days later.
What it looked like.
All right, we're going to another song. We have a lot of questions coming up. Blake has got a good one that we're going to be asking here in a second. And apparently Steve has a question about a golf course. We're going to be talking about that here in a second.
Yeah.
No. Don't talk about it yet. We're going to be having a little song. I'm gonna fuck this up. Strangoi?
Strangoi.
Strangoi.
Like vampire.
Talk to me about this one.
To me, it was... there was several years... Especially when I lived in Wyandotte, Michigan, where I would literally wake up every morning after a very light sleep, and I would see something in the doorway staring at me in this 100-year-old house I lived in, and it was like a demon.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that demon kind of followed me for years. I think peace of mind got rid of it, so it might have been myself, or it could have been a real demon, but that was a piece of the song that came out of that.
Let's check it out. Here's Nuke in the Night Shift, Strangoi, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
I'm in hell, but I can barely see what is chewing on me. It's a demon. Well, I wanna know, what do you believe when your soul leaves? Yeah.
Nuke of the Night Shift. Stromboli right there. Strigoli.
Stromboli.
Right
there. I want a Stromboli. Yeah. Pizza.
Spicoli right there on Sessions on Solid State. Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. We got some questions that have been coming on through the listeners here. Let me see. Blake wants to know, what is your favorite song to play live?
Different for all.
We'll start with Nuke and we'll go right around the horn.
Just off the top of my head, I always pick Hard Life. I kind of like that one. I just wrote it about, I worked in the factory for like 18 years before I moved up north. So it's just about getting beat up by life and work. So it's right. Hard Life. I like to play it. It's hard and fast.
There you go.
Strigoi, you just heard it. That one, I think, is one of my favorites. It's
Spicoli.
Stromboli spaghetti. I get to sing a lot in that one. The harmonies I'm really proud of because we did them in the studio and stuff, and I just think they're really smooth. The guitar solo is kind of cool, and that's my favorite.
Gotcha.
I like Hard Life, but I also like Drunk on Formaldehyde because I can hit the notes.
And you're a big Lost Boys guy. Picking Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, like the movie?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
No, the song.
But
the song. Yeah. We have a song called Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah, we got that one recorded.
All right. Scott.
I think the end of the night, God's Lonely Man, I like playing that because it makes me kind of relax a bit and I feel accomplished of kind of what we play.
And you can chill out a little bit because I like you're working the whole time,
down,
right?
You can breathe during that one.
Yeah, I like
that. Oh, let me see. There were some other questions coming in, but I can't remember. Let me get back in here. We are going Facebook Live. Let's see. How about the golf course? That's Moorish. That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Is that my dad?
Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, funny.
So we had a show booked.
Period. How about the golf course? Oh, was this like you had the guys had to cancel?
We didn't cancel.
They canceled
us. We got canceled. So, like, we was like this fancy golf course, and this lady hit me up, actually, and was like, would you guys want to play this? And I have a cover band, so I was like, what band do you want? And she's like, Nuke the Night Shift. I'm like, you sure? All right, cool. So, yeah, we'll do it. Like $800.
Willow Springs.
And Vassar.
Right around
there. And we made this cool like little promo video. We're on the golf course, and there's a bunch of beer cans spilling out of the golf cart. And, like, and he doesn't know how to swing. And it was pretty well put together. As soon as we posted that up, the lady said, "Sorry, you guys." The show's going to be canceled. The pipes are frozen. It's 40 degrees out.
The pipes are frozen.
So I call the place later, and I'm like, yeah, what do you got going on tonight? And they're like, I'm like, you got a band? They're like, no, the band was canceled. She's like, we're serving chicken. Oh, I think they didn't know what they were getting into, and then they looked at our promo, and we're up there fucking
around. Instead of being honest with you, they're serving chicken. Yeah. It's like, Nuke of the Night Shift, we don't do chicken. We're all vegans up in here. Right.
I think the lady was into it, but somebody roasted, like, was like, what are you having this band in here
You're
for?
You're going to have these guys in your
something. Exactly.
So,
another question coming in from Zach, and this... Scott, this may reiterate what you were already talking about. What is Scott's favorite song to drum?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite song to drum is Lost Boys.
Yeah? I'm about to bring up that song.
Lost Boys is a good one.
We're definitely going to have to do that one. Let's go into Hard Life. It's a minute and 50 seconds. Your longest song, right? I mean, this is like your Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. It's the movement number 5 in Beethoven.
15 verses.
Why are your songs so goddamn short?
It's punk.
I gotta tell you, my friend John Danger from the Betty Fords, he used to say, you know, when I was being mentored by him in my late teens, early 20s, he used to say, if you can't say what you gotta say in a half an hour, then get the fuck out of there. So 2 minutes a song, that's what you get.
All right, we're gonna find out what they have to say. Here's Nuke of the Night Shift, Hard Life, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio. I'm better with the factory. We'll be right back. There is Nuke in the Night Shift, Hard Life right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. I finally got the guys in the studio, and I'm going to make every moment count. Thank you to those of you who have been chiming in on Facebook Live. We appreciate that. Let's see. Wow, they're coming in hot and heavy. Are you excited for Oscoda Underground presents Punk in the Park?
I was.
It's gonna be sweet.
I mean, what's your appropriate answer? No, not really. I'm just gonna.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's our next show.
My show up. Who knows?
Okay. Oh man, Lucas wants to know what Corey's favorite song is.
Oh man, I like Lost Boys to play. Like
he's Lost Boys. Lucas. I got that one in the hopper. I think we're gonna do that one here in a second. How long have you guys been touring? Lucas wants to know.
Oh, we just been last year. So.
We got together, unfortunately, right before that damn pandemic.
Oh yeah.
So that
yeah, the cool thing going,
we were playing
just
like backyards and stuff. But as soon as we were able to, we left town like right away. Even when they closed it down after we left town, you know, and kind of messed it up a little bit here and there, kind of stopping you from traveling. We started as soon as you could. So.
What do you guys got coming up that where people can come see you?
A lot. Scott, what do you got?
Punk in the Park, like mentioned, in Oscoda, downtown at the beach. Also going to be there, the Pink 50s.
That's good, ain't it? Feel it.
Pink 50s, yes.
Pink 50s, great band. That's who we were just played a couple shows with.
Rock hard, baby.
Strains. The Strains, yeah.
Yep.
The Mongrels Legends. From Sag.
The Mongrels. We just played someone from them not too long ago. Am I being presumptuous to think that there might be another album in the works?
Yeah.
There's 100 in the works. We just ain't got time to do it.
My God, that reminds me so much of the Muppets Mayhem on Disney Plus. Like, we have no time to play.
No, there's a full album in the mixer. Yeah. It's just got to get done.
I'm working on it.
Do we say the name of it?
It's going.
Should we bust out the name?
Yeah, give me an exclusive. What's the name of the album?
Tell them the name of the album.
The name is Cold Hearted Rock and Roll.
Oh, I love it already.
Album art by Jay Voltage from Aggro or Die this time.
You heard it here first, Solid State Radio.
We always had Tony Farrow from Rubber Wolf Graphics. He's awesome. This time we got Jay Voltage doing the art.
Oh, looking forward to it. When you guys get that album, get in here. We'll do a whole exclusive thing. It'll be a great time.
Love it, brother.
We'll play the whole album. It'll take about 15 minutes. It's going to be fantastic. I'm fucking with you guys. But
you ain't kidding. That album's 15 minutes long.
We got some hard stuff like the last one, but there's going to be a little more emotional side, too, on this next one.
For the ladies, a little bit. That's what the name's all about.
We're revealing a little bit more on this next one.
When you're with the groupies, you're like done after 2 minutes. Like, yep, you know what you were coming up for. Out of here.
You know what you were signing up for.
All right, here's another question I love to ask. And this, we're going to go right around the horn. We're not going to start out with Nuke on this one. We're going to actually start off with Scott. What was the first album you bought with your own money? Not something you got for Christmas or Hanukkah. Not something you downloaded off LimeWire. Something you paid with your own money.
I got a Metallica Ride the Lightning tape.
Ooh.
Was the first thing I bought with my
love
money.
Cassettes. I still do.
Rob Zombie tape.
Yeah? The one he just released like last week.
The Dragula
one. Okay.
I love this one. Misfits, Famous Monsters.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it.
Hardcore, Nuke.
Vinyl, Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare.
Nice.
Still relevant influences, I think.
Yeah.
All of you guys are. Yeah, you guys didn't like pop in like some sort of, Theory of a Dead Man or something like that. I mean, not that there's a problem with that. I love those guys, but I mean.
I don't think they were around when I was like 10 or whatever. Yeah. That's when I got it. Alpena Mall, shout out, closed.
You guys put on a fantastic show. You got the punk sound, but great tight harmonies. You have like the delighted steps on there that has Night Shift. It makes it to every show you guys do. Who built those?
So I designed them, and then we had a company that
P&L Development.
P&L Development. Dave Langley, some great welders, metal fab guys. I gave him a little drawing, and then I made the little plastic inserts. Made the
vinyl
little sticker.
Cut right here.
Then I wired it with a cool little Bluetooth light, which was
That is fantastic. Are you planning to add to the stage show?
We were gonna make him one that says "Anda." But we don't have that big of a trailer yet. So
yeah, you gotta pick and choose what you're gonna carry in the music trailer. We got a lot of merch. We sell. You know, it's all about the merch.
We need a bigger bus and trailer for that.
All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I really, really appreciate it. You guys have been a great interview. I'm just gonna make sure that we haven't left anybody in the hopper for the. The Pink 50s rock hard. Yes, Blake, yes they do.
For sure they do. You guys party hard too.
Lucas asked, how did you start the band? I think we covered that earlier on. Nuke, you moved from Detroit up north and you groomed a bunch of kids. And
that sounds very weird. I don't know if I like that.
So, all right, last song that we're playing tonight, we've been talking about it all night long, Lost Boys. Who's going to talk to me about this track?
You. Okay.
He's got it.
You wrote it.
Yeah.
He's like, shit, right.
I think originally it was written about my friend George's lost nephew, who he unfortunately committed suicide, and then it was like immediately also written about Justin Parks, who died of like a brain tumor, and then it just became this like huge anthem of lost friends who died over the years, and it just like keeps building, you know, and it, like every time we play that song, it goes out to friends that have passed away, friends that can't make it to that show, and we're almost playing it for those, you know, souls. That's what it's about. We're playing it for the souls that can't physically be there. You know, maybe they're watching it from somewhere.
There you go.
So,
in fact, while we're on camera, we're in the studio. Let's raise a drink to everybody who can't make the show anymore.
The Lost Boys.
People who are in our minds and our hearts. Here's the Lost Boys. Nuke of the Night Shift ends on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Cheers.